The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jeff.
How is it only Tuesday?
Dude, and we're trying to stay calm up here. Our screens are down, you guys. It's like a pilot that doesn't have a windshield right now. We can't see anything.
We're just winging it, so bear with us if I screw up a little bit here and there. But
we're flying blind.
Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
This message is for Selena, Graham, and Jess. I'm trying to win the Disneyland tickets to take my grandson to Disneyland. Please pick me.
I appreciate the hustle. Our first talkback of the day is also for our Disneyland talkback contest.
Oh, wow. Okay, so don't get them excited because you were clapping like they just won. Right. They didn't win. They are now entered with that talkback, and people can begin leaving their talkbacks from now all the way up until, I'd say, I don't know, you're probably cutting it kind of close at 9:20 because 9:25 is when we are going to play this morning's winning talkback, and they get how many passes to the Disneyland Resort?
Four passes.
2 day, one park per day.
Dude.
So here's how it works. Like Graham said, when you leave your talkback, that qualifies you to win these tickets. That winning talkback, if that is yours played at 9:25, you're then going to have 10 minutes to give us back to claim your tickets. If you fail to do that, like if you don't hear your talkback or if you don't just call us fast enough, we're going to have to give your tickets to somebody else.
Yep.
Nobody wants that to happen. So you need to be here at 9:25 to listen for that winning talkback and then give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Graham, you wanted to talk about what this week is?
You
something
guys,
big for the Herbert family?
Move over like, you know, oh, it's National Dairy Day or whatever. This one's got an entire week. It's International Trombone Week, you guys. So
like a meat trombone?
No, like a rusty one.
Okay.
No, like a regular one that you would play in the orchestra or marching band or whatever. And I know there are a lot of JV Show listeners out there right now that they still own the trombones, probably collecting dust in its case in the garage. And I figured maybe somebody wants to leave us. Look, most people want to leave us a talkback for those Disneyland tickets, right?
Right.
But if you should choose, maybe you leave us a talkback playing a little bit of your trombone on the talkback, and I don't know, best song gets a chug mug or something. Best what? Trombone,
best trombone song.
Tromboning.
Yes,
best, best boning could get. So I don't just.
If I love you, it. I don't feel like many people have a trombone.
Dude,
I don't think so.
A lot of trombones
the
out there.
Thing. I don't.
Well, some.
I wouldn't imagine so. Hey, but if you did, we'd love to hear it.
JV Show listeners, or if you know, have a friend that's also a listener, maybe they're not up yet, say, hey, dude, did you not realize it's International Trombone Week? And the JV Show wants you to trombone them.
Next on the JV Show, and I don't want to get tromboned, by the way. Let's
you
just
don't?
Get that out there. I do not. Next on the JV Show, I have something for you, Graham. It has to do with the Gauchos.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You see Santa Barbara? Gauchos.
Yes.
Gauchos.
But before we move on, we forgot to mention the other way to win Disney tickets. So the talkback contest, that's just the first way.
Mm-hmm.
7:35 this morning, Insider, you have nope game. Your chance to win another 4-pack of tickets.
Huge.
Huge winning all week here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, guys, that lunar flyby, a success. It's not officially done yet. The space crew, they are on their way back now. Hopefully, you know, that's going to take a couple days and they're still going to land.
Yep.
But I'm sure all things will be great. Yesterday, pretty historic day as they flew by the moon and went further than any human ever has ever before in the history of humans. You know how they flew past the dark side of the moon without contact to mission control for about 40 seconds.
Why is there one side of the moon that just sits there and we don't ever see it? Doesn't it spin around too, like the Earth? I mean, the whole thing's
fascinating. Maybe it doesn't.
The whole thing's fascinating. It's like we really don't know that much about the moon, but we've been there before, but like we didn't know
that
much.
Isn't that weird?
Never seen that side.
Isn't that weird?
It's very weird. All right, pour me up a bowl of Cocoa Props because my psychic senses told me that Michigan was going to be cutting down the nets in this March Madness tournament, and I was right. Thank you, Selena. Actually, I gave it no thought. I filled out my bracket in under a minute. But either way, congrats to Michigan. They held on to beat UConn last night 69-63. This was just the Wolverines' second national championship ever, and their first one was in 1989.
Ah. We'll see low clouds and foggy skies this morning. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Today will feel a little cooler than yesterday. Temperatures are going to continue to drop as the days go on, and there is still rain in the forecast for Thursday and the weekend, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Leo besties!
Hey!
Today's going to be a 6. There's some awkward energy around a neighbor or coworker situation that's been simmering. And today you might finally have to knock on that door or stop by their cube and say something, because passive aggressively parking an inch over the line is not the move anymore. The hardest part will be starting the conversation, but once you do, you'll wonder why you let it drag on this long.
Okay. Graham.
I'm not beefing with any of my neighbors. I'm a Leo.
But we're having major issues in the studio this morning. I cannot see what the heck I'm doing. What song are we going into and how long do I have?
Well, it's Olivia Dean, obviously.
Oh, love it. All right, next, something for Graham has to do with the Gauchos. UC Santa Barbara. It's after this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show here with you on a Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Don't forget to get your Disney talkbacks in. You want this 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Leave talkbacks all morning, letting us know that you want to go to Disneyland. And then at 9:25, we are going to play the winning talkback. If it's yours that gets played, you have 10 minutes to give us a call to claim your tickets. Otherwise, they are going to somebody else.
Ooh,
so good luck to everybody entering that. All right, Graham, you went to UC Santa Barbara.
Let's go, Gauchos!
You are a Gaucho, and they have just earned the number one party school crown for 2026.
Wow. No surprise.
According to Niche, which is the college rankings platform.
Dude, we're always in the top. If we're not the number one, we're right there. And then, you know, the next year we'll go back to number one. UC Santa Barbara is always there. Let's go, Gauchos.
It must be nice. Olé!
Olé, olé, olé! Gauchos! Gauchos! Yeah, don't you guys wish you went there? It was awesome.
I kind of do. I totally missed out on that college experience. Don't really care about the academic side of it, but the partying stuff, I feel like that's something that everybody should experience.
You can still go to college.
Like, yeah, but I'm not going to be out there like at the frat parties.
Yeah, she'll be partying online. It'll be an online school.
Right.
The part is, look, UC Santa Barbara was a great time when I was there. And I feel like each year goes by, the people that have graduated look back and like, those kids don't know how to party. We partied way harder. And that has always been the sentiment. I remember when I was at Santa Barbara and you'd run into some of the older Gauchos that had graduated and they're like, dude, it was way crazier when we were here. What you guys are experiencing now, that's way more tame.
Baby parties.
But I honestly think it has gotten way, way more tame. Partially because UC Santa Barbara and a lot of the UC schools have gotten so ridiculously hard to get into that, like, look, nerd alert. It's just a lot more, you know, it's gotten
a lot nerdier, less wild.
A little more focused on the academia and rather than the keg stands and stuff like that. And so I think it's probably, look, I still think it's an incredible party school. I'm not going to besmirch the great name of UCSB and the Gauchos, but I just think, like, it probably has gotten just a teensy bit more tame. Just a tiny bit.
Number 2, Florida State University. Number 3, Tulane University. Number 4, USC.
USC?
USC's at number 4.
Stop it.
It says that it's just a different types of parties than UC Santa Barbara. It's just more polished, like they're school functions, and they're like mixers and, you know, things like that, rather than like the house parties you'd experience at UC Santa Barbara.
Okay, I was going to say apples to oranges for sure.
And then number 5, University of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
They got nothing else to do out there.
I guess not.
Except drink a whole bunch of beer and eat cheese.
Drink and party.
Jess,
I wanted to talk to you guys about why it's so awkward when you find money in a public place.
Did you say awesome?
Awkward. Well, yes. Awesome, too. But awesome after.
Finding money? Always so awesome.
I walked into the grocery store this past weekend, and I saw a $5 bill on the ground, and I was like, oh, hey, free money. So then I...
Oh, hey.
I, like, picked it up, but as soon as, like, I'm picking it up, I'm like, oh, no, all eyes are on me now. Like, now I have to choose
you're
what
the
to
prime
do
suspect.
Next. Yeah.
Yep.
And so, obviously, I pick them up, and as I'm, all of this is, you know, all of these thoughts are going through my head, I, like, make eye contact with some lady that's, like, looking at me like this is her money. So, I was like, dang it, now I gotta ask her, like, hey, did you drop this? So, ask her. She says no. So, I'm like, yay. Free $5, but now I have this target on my back, and I feel like everybody is watching me. Like, why does it have to be like that? Or am I the only one?
You didn't just pick up a briefcase full of money. It's just $5.
I know, but why do I feel like whoever lost it is now looking for it, and now everybody knows that I'm the one that took it?
I'll never forget. This is like years ago. I pulled into my like the building that I lived in. Uh-huh. I like pull into the driveway and I swear to God, there was just money like blowing in the wind across the driveway.
What?
Like into the parking lot. You had never seen somebody stop their car so fast, and I hopped out. I got my daughter in the back seat and I'm like collecting money. I literally got like over 40 bucks. And I'm like looking around like
all blowing around in the wind.
Yeah, and I'm like 20s. There's like a 20 and there's like fives and I'm like, where did this come from? I'm looking around and nobody's there. So I just like, I was kind of afraid. Like, is it a test? But like I got back into my car and I just like drove into the garage and I went upstairs rich as hell.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. But it's a scary feeling. You feel like you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
I've never drove home into a money tornado.
It was nice.
You were like in one of those cash grab booths and the money's just swirling around you.
Yes. It's
like
and you try to stuff as much as you
as
can
as
into
you can
your
get
bra
in 30 seconds, you get to keep.
Yes. I love those.
Nobody ever came by like, hey, did you see a bunch of money blow by here about an hour ago?
No.
Like,
I can imagine
weird.
Selena just jumping out of her car.
Oh, yeah.
She jumped out.
Car's probably still rolling down the street. She's just grabbing money. That's awesome.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
No, I've never been witness
like
to
that.
A crash tornado like that. I used to find money on the bar floor all the time when I was bartending. You close up for the night and then you always checked the bar floor underneath where the bar stools are on the other side of the bar from where you're working. And at the end of the night, you always go push in the stools and go check and go look under there because people drop money left and right.
I love
there.
That.
And that is fair game.
But at least that doesn't feel so awkward. You guys are closed up at the time you know nobody's
right.
watching you.
Yeah,
like,
that's
for
just
all
finders
I know,
keepers.
Somebody could have been like across the street in a bush, like with binoculars, staring to see
right.
who's going to steal their money. Or
yeah,
recording
you're not stealing
you.
It if it's blowing around in the air.
But maybe it was like a prank video
yeah.
or like a test. Like, I don't know. There are so many prank videos like that. I saw one where a guy's in a grocery store and he has an envelope full of money, like of cash. And he goes up to a lady and he's like, hey, did you drop this? And she's like, oh, I did. Oh,
yeah.
It must have fallen out of my purse.
You always say yes. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry, what's your name? And she says a name. She's like, oh, because this envelope has a different name written on it. She's like, yeah, that's my middle name. And she's like making up these lies.
Good.
Oh,
it's money.
But then like 3 minutes later, the guy who's doing the video with him comes down and is like, hey, is that my money? Does it say this on the envelope? Yeah, I dropped that. And he's like, oh, bro, she said it was hers. I'm sorry about that. Here you go. And the lady's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going through a lot. And I just really wanted.
See?
I just really need some extra cash.
That's
she admits to lying.
Wow.
No. That's what I'm afraid of is going to happen to me.
I'm always hesitant to pick up when it's just one, if it's just a $1 bill on the ground that you might get a poo buck outside.
Oh, what's that?
What people
you don't
that?
Know about the poo buck?
What is that?
Oh, God. We used to pull that prank all the time. You just, the $1 bill's just got some
poop.
Yeah, some dog
ew.
Poop on it. And you set it
dog?
Back. Yeah, and then okay. you set it back on the sidewalk, and then you see who picks up the poo buck.
That's disgusting.
You guys don't know about the poo buck?
No.
That's why I'm always, like, you see a dollar on the ground, you're like,
Wait, did you used to leave those?
Yeah.
That's so cruel.
Graham.
Everybody's, that's an old prank, and everybody used to do it.
I've
it
never even
thing.
Heard of that.
You've never heard of the poo
no.
buck?
No.
The oh poo God. Buck's hysterical, because most people pick it up and put it straight in their pocket.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Have you ever heard of the
We are going to talk about TV next. Tuesday mornings, we turn it over to Jess. Jess, what are you watching?
I watched a documentary about the manosphere. And parents, you need to hear about the dangers of this.
I've been wanting to watch this. Let's talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about finding dropped money.
Hey, quick story. Sal out of Sausalito. Happy Tuesday. Oh. Man, one time I was at Costco. And me being a gentleman, I seen a lady at the line. She was there paying for stuff, so I thought she may have dropped it. It was a $100 bill, and I said, hey, I think you may have dropped this. She said, no, it wasn't mine. Picked it up, and I said, well, can we go 50-50? She looked at me and just walked off. Never again. Next time you find something, just keep it. Have a good one.
What was Bro. Her problem?
Well, but is a $100 bill, was he going to tear it in half? Like... That means she has to go out on a date with him. And she was probably like, I don't want to date Sal from Sausalito.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, she messed up when she said, yeah, that wasn't mine.
Well, it shouldn't. Shouldn't you always tell the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't her. If it's not yours, then you say no.
But she, okay, fine.
And
but
then
she should have also been, well, is it yours? And he'd have to say no, and then you got to put it back down on the ground. You then don't put it back down on the ground.
No, if it's not yours, it defaults to the rules of finders keepers.
And yeah, whoever smelt
losers,
it, dealt
weepers.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's how it goes.
And whoever smelt it, dealt it, of course. That's right. One of the most important rules.
Let's turn it over to Jess to talk TV. What are we talking about today?
Okay, I wanted to talk about this documentary that I watched on Netflix. It's called Louis Theroux Inside the Manosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, parents...
I've never heard of any of this.
Really? Can I get an alert, please, for parents?
Yeah. Like, is this a warning alert or a spoiler alert? Oh, or both?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Because if I'm being honest, I don't even know if I would say, like, go ahead and watch this. So it's kind of like I watched it so you wouldn't, just because there are some outrageous things that are being said in this documentary. So if you are going to watch it, don't watch it with your kids. But I think it's really important for you to watch it because it is talking about basically how the internet is being taken over by ultra masculine influencers
okay.
who broadcast about women, fitness, and wealth. And they are doing so to a mainly young male audience. And I don't know if you guys remember a few weeks back, Selena, you brought up on the show that their like beliefs are changing with young men believing that
like the woman should always obey the man.
Yes. And that their roles in a relationship should be more traditional and more like, you know, being women need
not
to be
even,
dominated.
Not even traditional in a good sense, just like yeah. gender roles. Like,
right.
like we belong in the kitchen
get back
and
in the
don't
kitchen,
initiate
woman.
Sexy time. And
so this documentary goes more into detail about those mentalities and the fact that these influencers have millions and millions of followers is insane because, again, your kids, like there is a chance that your kids or the young men out there are seeing this and thinking, oh, if I want the wealth, if I want the cars, the women, the luxury, like this is how I need to live my life. And these are the courses that I need to take from these men that have done it.
I'm taking notes furiously over here.
Stop,
all that
no.
stuff sounds great.
So
continue.
I wanted to play some of the, and these are like, these are the more tame stuff that these men are saying in these documentaries. So in this clip, one man is asked, do you consider yourself a misogynist?
No, because misogyny would be the hatred of women. I would argue I love women and I actually understand them. So since I understand them, I know what's best for them.
You think you know better than they do?
Yes, in many ways, yeah. And that's how women want it. They want a guy that can lead them and dominate them.
That's a good point. He has a good point.
Stop, there. No! And this is, when I say maybe don't watch this, it's because you're going to be really, really angry watching this because... your kids could possibly be stumbling upon these people. And when I say that, I really mean it because you in the documentary, you see that these men are walking around and there are young boys that are literally stopping them everywhere, wanting pictures, saying, you're my idol, you're
what
my inspiration, you're my role model, like I
weird.
Look up to you. And it's just, I'm shocked that they even have a following to begin with because of the things that they say. It sounds very rage baity. But they have
are
the
these
followers.
Are like Andrew Tate type
yes,
people.
Yes. And they're like ugh. Friends with them and stuff like that. And so they're making money off of these young men that want their lifestyle that they claim to have. And so they're selling courses, whether it's on day trading, on like, you know, help with the stock market, help on how this is how you can get to where I am, like buy this course. And it's just it goes on and on. So this is another clip from a man basically talking about how men are superior.
You know, men build and maintain society. That's a fact. You know, and
don't women do that too?
I look around. Can you name anything that a woman has invented and built in our plain sight?
Around here?
Nothing. Men built all these buildings. They engineered them. They designed them.
Do we definitely know that?
It is a fact.
Are you stupid?
No, it's not.
He's like, oh my God. It's like, first of all, you came out of a woman. Like, you were born from a woman. Like,
well, also, if you look at the list of inventions that were things that we use on the day to day that were invented by women.
And if you're talking about architecture, unless you stood there on that random corner and you looked up every single like architect who worked on that building, shut up.
And I couldn't believe that he said it is a fact.
It's
with
a fact.
With a straight face. But like,
but that's what works on the internet. You turn your phone on, you can say, this is a fact. I just learned this and it's a fact. And people are like, oh my God, it's a fact.
It's
that's
true.
Just a person saying that into the camera. Like, there's nothing true about what they're about to say.
And I think, again, like, I think this is an alert for parents. I think you should be concerned that these are the types of influencers that are out there. Because clearly, again, from what we talked about last time, like, it is influencing these young men to think that those are the beliefs and that's how those roles should be in relationships. Yeah, here is another clip that where a guy actually blames the parents.
Kids watch this stuff, don't they? Like, so they look up to you, like you're their superhero. And they hear that content, they think it's acceptable.
That's the parents' fault. That's not my fault. I don't need to censor myself. I'll say what I want. I've had 13-year-olds come up to me and I'm like, mate, why are you watching my stuff? You're too young to watch my stuff.
13-year-olds, 14, 15 is probably like your main demographic.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
So,
not isn't.
Like, they get so defensive because they know that they're kind of being.
Because they know what they're doing and they don't want to be blamed for this next generation coming up thinking like that.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be
blamed.
But
it is your fault. That's the kind of content you're putting out there when you can be doing anything and that's what you're choosing to do.
Well, people throw their morals and social responsibilities and things aside when the money starts rolling in. They don't want to cut off their revenue stream by. Alienating the audience that's making them the money. Like, it's very obvious what's happening here.
And it's very contradictory, everything that they talk about, because they'll shame OnlyFans models, yet they'll own agencies that, like, where OnlyFans models will work. So it's, like, it's very, very contradictory. It's kind of saying, like, oh, no, I condemn OnlyFans models. I would never want my daughter to do that. But then you are treating women...
But I'll do the, I'll run the operation if I'm getting paid for it.
Right. So it's crazy.
God.
If you do want to check it out, again, don't watch it with your kids. Louis Theroux Inside the Manosphere on Netflix.
No thanks.
Yeah.
I still do want to watch it. But I have to be prepared to be very upset by what I'm
getting.
Yeah,
because
you're going to tell me.
There was a lot more crazy stuff.
Wow.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
You guys, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson had a really awkward run-in on a flight. Jess, so you know Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Right.
Do you even know who Jessica Simpson is?
I do. I love her shoes.
That's right. You didn't
know
before.
She's a shoe mogul.
And you know that Nick and Jessica used to be married.
Now, the only reason I know that is because there's that very famous clip of her telling him about the chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's why.
At least you are aware. There's some people that are like, who? What? No, he's married to Vanessa. Vanessa, I see Love is Blind. All right, so both Nick and Jessica ended up on the same flight from L.A. to Hawaii on March 29th. Both were seated in first class, and witnesses say that they each went out of their way to avoid each other the entire time. One person noted that Nick turned bright red when he realized Jessica Simpson was right there on that same flight. And after that moment, there was zero interaction. And same thing on Jessica's side. She even switched seats to somebody in her group to get further away from him. And to make things even more awkward, Vanessa Lachey was there.
Ooh.
Nick's wife was there. And Jessica's estranged husband, Eric Johnson, was also on the flight, but he was sitting back in the back in coach.
Why did he have to sit back with the norms?
Because they're not together. I don't know.
So all the exes were on one plane?
That's
bizarre. Isn't that weird?
That's bizarre, and there are only so many seats in first class.
Right. I mean, it's a very small
Jessica
section.
Jessica Simpson can move seats, but what's the furthest that you get away? I mean, depending on the size of the plane.
Far.
But it's a handful of feet.
I don't know why. It always kind of like, not that I expect them to fly private every single time, but whenever I see like or hear about a celebrity on a normal plane, it just seems weird.
Yeah.
It does until you look at the price difference between the two. It's like first class ticket, a couple thousand or whatever it is, depending on how big your flight is. Private jet, 30, 50.
No, I understand that, but I don't know why I just like expect that more.
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm always shocked when people see celebrities on their flights, because I'm like, how are you on the same flight?
I know.
Together.
Now, when they're sitting in coach, that's the thing I'm always like, you didn't just upgrade to the first class seat? Like, you're back here with us norms? That happens. And
sometimes
that's
first class is sold out, and then you got to sit back with the, you know,
the riffraff.
The brokies.
Yep. The rest of us.
Amanda Bynes just signed a record deal.
What?
I'm kind of excited for this. More so because I'm curious. So she signed with Create Music Group. Never heard of them. But she's going to be dropping a new song called Girlfriend on April 10th. That's coming up here in just a few days. And you'll never guess who's on the song. Graham, you probably don't know this person, but Phoenix Flexen from Shoreline Mafia is on the song with her. Yeah, so 3 days, we're going to get this new slapper from Amanda Bynes.
Hey, maybe this will be her new...
I know, that's what I'm saying. Maybe this is the start of something great for her.
Look into my crystal ball and see.
Okay, well, I'm still holding on to hope until I hear it.
Keep holding.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, great news, everyone. The Poo-copalypse has been avoided. Well, I guess that's not entirely true. Authorities are just taking the necessary steps to avoid it. The Rose Bowl in Pasadena getting set to host soccer matches in the upcoming 2028 Summer Olympics. And that venue, it's 103 years old. And then look, it holds just over 90,000 people. So it's a very big stadium, but it is old. And there are many aspects of it that are really starting to crumble and kind of show their age. And one of those things is all the pipes. Authorities have been raising some red flags. Well, I guess we could call them brown flags. That if they pack the place for event after major event, like, again, in the upcoming Olympics, and everybody's flushing the toilet all at once, and the whole system is probably going to fail, and that's what they are worried about. The poo or poop-copalypse, however you want to say it, but the poo-copalypse is on the way potentially. Now, here's where the good news is. They've just received $1 million in federal funding to update the water and wastewater infrastructure there. So they're hoping that by the time the Olympics are there, flush on, everybody. You can flush those toilets and not have to worry about things backing up and overflowing out into parts of the concourse or even parts of the field and so forth. So right now, hopefully, crisis averted. If they can get all this and look, if anybody's ever renovated an old house, you start digging into the plumbing, realize it's all bad. And in my mind, this doesn't seem like enough money to cover all that cost on such a big venue, but at least they're going to start taking some necessary steps to make sure that everyone can flush all the toilets at the same time. And they have till 2028. So they got about 2 years to get this done.
That's the last thing we need, because we'd be known worldwide for that.
Because people are coming in from all across the globe,
right?
And they're just like, can you believe what it's like here? I'm actually waiting.
So get
them
here. I'm going back to Paris, wherever they came from.
Get me out of here.
All right. Next on the JV Show, it's What the Bleep, your chance to win a JV Show Chuck Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are kicking off our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do. Actually, can we scratch that?
Yeah.
Well, we're not scratching it completely, but before we get to that, I just want to remind everyone, 7:35, we have Disneyland resort tickets.
Yeah.
So make sure you're here for What the Bleep, and make sure you're here for our Yup Nope game coming up next. Now, let's kick off What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
A little unconventional, but I heard if you rub some egg whites on your it'll help with making it tighter.
Really?
Is that
never
true?
Heard of
I've,
this?
Never heard, I've never heard that.
I think I've heard it. Maybe I'll try it.
Was that a trick passed down from like your mom?
From generation?
Your grandma? Yeah, generation. Yeah. Generation.
Like something your gammy would teach you.
Right, yeah. Grandma told me about this.
Yeah, maybe. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, you sickos, this is a family show. It's not that thing. At least I hope not. We really screwed up if it is. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests on that talkback mic. First correct answer of the morning gets a JV Show Chug Mug, which is nice. It's no Disneyland tickets, let's be honest. But it's a small piece of plastic that's also valuable.
It's still a great prize. A lot of people want this.
It is. So get those talkbacks in because, yeah, like I said, only the first correct answer of the morning is the one that wins that mug.
Right. So we're going to play some of your first talkbacks next. After Justin Bieber, here's UConn. It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks to hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. That is the only way you are going to win today's JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
A little unconventional, but I heard if you rub some egg whites on your it'll help with making it tighter.
Good to know. For a friend, of course.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. This is Norma from Oakland. Wanted to guess out the bleeped out word. Is it wrinkles? Have a great day. Bye.
Ooh, good guess.
Wrinkles.
Great guess.
Does that work?
Probably. Oh. I don't know. Well, if you're getting tighter, then there's less wrinkles. So yes. Right?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne and George from San Jose. And we think the bleeped out word is face.
Your face.
That's a good one. I feel like nowadays people put all sorts of things. I feel like my mom does some like weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's her hair.
Like honey.
I don't know. Yeah. Just like whatever she has in her kitchen. She's just like putting it on. I'm like, okay. Do you, boo.
Hi, this is Evelyn from Morgan Hill. And my guess would be your neck. God knows I really need that. Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
Great guess.
Yeah.
Neck, your back,
your... What? Just everywhere.
Just all over the place. All right, so great guesses so far, not the correct one. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, you got to get your guesses in now on the Talkback mic. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, you want to leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here is today's clip.
A little unconventional, but I heard if you rub some egg whites on your... it'll help with making it tighter.
Okay, gonna go grocery shopping today.
And then you just crack the egg and then just...
Well, I think eggs are a little too expensive to be doing that right now, right?
Oh
I think it's worth the price if it's gonna make it tighter.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we don't know what that word is, though. Let's go to your talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Weecha from Fremont. Is the bleeped out word under eyes? Okay, bye.
Ooh.
That's a good guess. Under eyes, though, is that two? That seems like a two-worder.
Is it two
under?
Words? Is it two eyes? God, what's wrong with me?
Under eyes?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
incorrect answer. Great guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Issa from Missouri, and I think the missing word is burn. If you put egg white on your burn.
On your burn. Is that a trick that works? I always put aloe, but should I be putting...
I don't know. And probably when you know when you get a burn, I got one recently, it makes your skin already like tight.
Right. You need something to loosen it up.
Yeah,
I would be so upset if I burned my legs.
I burned my legs.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Renal from Vallejo. Is the bleep that word forehead? Forehead? All right, have a nice day. Bye.
I would love a tighter forehead.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, throw some Botox in there, right?
Right. Isn't that call it a day.
Yeah, well, but if you got some eggs.
Not too much, though, because then you won't be able to laugh normally.
How would that affect your laugh?
Well, when you laugh, your forehead, there's going to be no expression on your forehead, so then it just looks... A little
bit. It's worth it to
That's
me.
All that reality TV
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's the look I'm going for, Jess. Yeah. Mind your business.
Hi, JB Chill. This is Allison and Jordan out of San Jose, and we think the bleeped out word is eyelid. Thank you. Bye.
Eyelid. Here's today's clip on bleeps.
A little unconventional, but I heard if you rub some egg whites on your eyelid, it'll help with making it tighter. And you know what? I feel like a lot of people are in the market for this because you see a lot of people now getting the upper bleft surgery because they don't want that like loose skin on their eyelid.
Is that safe?
Yeah, I'm worried upper about bleft? The salmonella in my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe be careful if you are doing it. Don't put too much, obviously.
The internet, of course.
Or maybe just don't do it at all. Don't believe everything you see online.
I mean, everybody's like, you can't eat that cookie dough. There's a raw egg in there. And then I should be just rubbing the salmonella straight into my eyeball. That doesn't seem like it's smart at all.
Anyway. I mean, it's not going in your eye.
It's but it's gonna,
it can. There's a chance it could drip into there.
Yeah,
you don't want that. All
right. Let's give some shout outs.
Let's do it.
First, Allison and Jordan in San Jose.
What's up?
Jordan, what's up? The give me a minute before you get your chug mug. You're going to be getting one, but I got to cut this one in half because there's two of you. Yep. And that's the only fair way to do it. We like things to be extra fair here on the JV Show. But they had the very first correct answer this morning and almost the only correct answer this morning. I see my boy Jackson in San Francisco. What's up, Jackson? What's up? He had the correct answer, which was eyelid. Anybody else I'm missing this morning, Jess? I feel like people's guesses, a lot of great guesses and holy tidal wave of talkbacks this morning. Everybody obviously guessing skin and face and things like that. There were a lot of pastry and baking related guesses as well. We didn't play any of those, but a lot of people guessing.
I didn't even think of that.
About bread or pastries and things like that because you can, brush some egg whites on there. And I don't know if that tightens up your loaf or not, but I don't know. A lot of people guessing that, which I thought was very clever. A couple of people guessed purse this morning. Should you be rubbing raw egg on your purse?
Probably not. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a popular guess. I don't know. Maybe it's good for the leather or something.
Thick.
On there.
Yeah,
gets
don't
a little,
do that.
Because like your purse could get a little too leathery.
Yeah, too dry. It starts to crack.
Yeah, and so you could rub a little egg white. Maybe that's
chafing.
Maybe that's a life hack we don't know about.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing.
Uh-huh.
We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our Yup Nope game, we're just talking about this awful traffic in Fairfield this morning.
Hi, guys. This is Amber from Fairfield. Just to give you guys some little info on the four-lane stop, there was a sheriff car chase. Which ended because they threw some spikes out and the canine was let out and was stabbed by somebody in that white SUV. They're now rushing the canine to the hospital. All right. Bye, guys.
Oh, my God.
That is so scary and so sad. We have not been able to independently verify that information, but we are going to follow that story. And I hope it's not true.
I know. And by the way, that is 80 westbound before Travis Boulevard in Fairfield. It looks like they got a lot of it cleared out of the way. Now only the right lane is blocked, but still there's so much backup. It's still going to take forever to get through there.
Right.
So that's going to really ruin a lot of people's mornings. All right, let's go to the phones. Let me see here. Wild 94.9. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. I'm so nervous. I'm with my kids.
Hi, kids. All right, Jen, I get it, but try not to be nervous. Do not screw this up. Don't let kids
just
down.
Like helping her nerves right there.
Well,
she said,
I'm
nervous, and you're like, don't screw this
you
up.
You help her.
She should be nervous. Disneyland tickets are on the line. The hopes and dreams of, I don't know, her entire family on the line.
That's
and
not helping her either.
And the entire Bay Area listening, just hoping she fails so those tickets can go to somebody else.
Just try to make her less nervous.
Oh, unfortunately, I've got no words of encouragement today.
Oh.
Because it's a Tuesday, and Tuesdays are always worse than Mondays.
You do say that every week. All right, Jen. Sorry we can't help you out, but hey, you still have a chance to win these.
Yeah, we have a 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets on the line. You got this.
We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. If you get 3 right, you're allowed to miss one. The tickets are yours. Let's go for it. Question number 1. Fish are friends, not food, is a line from what Disney movie?
Finding Nemo.
Yep.
Easy. Good job, guys.
Yeah, that was Bruce, the great white shark there. He was in recovery, right? Some sort of AA for fish eaters. All right, great scene. All right, question number 2. Detroit-style pizza is thick crust and baked to be what shape?
I think it's a square.
What do you guys think?
I think that counts.
I think it's close enough. Is that your final answer? Okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
I'm going to give them like a not as loud. Yep.
Okay.
Rectangle is the correct answer.
Rectangle, square,
they're not the same. They are close relatives.
Well, just like a longer
in the geometry
version.
World. Yeah, rectangle really there. But let's put a maybe on that one, see how the rest of the game goes.
All right, here we go. Question number 3. In the original trilogy of Star Wars movies, and you guys have seen all of them, right?
No.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh.
The Jedi's use predominantly what color lightsaber?
Okay. I think
it's
blue.
Is
it blue? I think it's blue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blue is correct. And all the bad guys use the red ones. All right. Question number 4, it sort of comes down to this, because that question number 2 is still a bit of a question mark around there, but let's just see if you get this one right. Question number 4, Des Moines is the capital city of what U.S. state?
I don't know my geography.
Oh, come on.
Can you repeat the question?
Des Moines is the capital city of what U.S. state? No cheating over there.
I don't know,
bro. Why don't you ask me that?
Yes, that was 50. You got that.
Okay, it's 50-50. You got that.
Okay.
You got this. That's all you.
Take a guess.
Is it Iowa? Iowa?
Yep.
Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, my God. I was so stressed out. Oh, my God. I was so nervous for that. Thank you for getting that right. Oh, my God.
Yes. You just won 4 two-day, one park per day Disneyland Resort tickets. Let's go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, yes. Jen and family. You did it. What's everybody's names there?
Jade and Jordan.
Love it. Well, you all are going to the Disneyland Resort.
Nice
Hang
job.
On for that winning and Grammy. I know we got some shout outs.
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs. The first one says, happy 5th birthday, Isael. You are an amazing son and a loving little brother who brings so much joy to our family. We love you so much today and always love mom, dad, and brother Mateo. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Isael. But
who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you please send a shout out to my daughter, Camila? She's turning 10 years old today. Double digits. We can't wait to celebrate you. You're such a wonderful daughter and sibling. We love you so much. Love mommy.
Love mommy.
Daddy, your brother Alonzo, and your sister Lila. Yes. Happy, happy birthday, Camila.
Who gives a fart?
Now, here's where things get interesting, Selena. I got a double dad DM slide. Well, two DMs, one dad.
Okay.
If you will. Morning, Graham. I just want to see if I can give a shout out to my daughter, Alina.
Alina.
Oxenfree. Aliana. Aliana.
Aliana.
Okay. She's the Big Ten, so I want to say it's just spelled the spell. I would benefit from phonetic spelling sometimes. So I want to say happy birthday from mom, dad, and your sisters. Love you. And potato chip / hammy, which is a hamster, and Ariberto's the son-in-law. Have a great day. I'll see you when I got off work. Now, Dad, back in the DMs here.
I'm a daddy.
Morning, Graham. Just want to give a shout-out to our oldest daughter, Rosalinda, who turns 21 today. Lots of love from me and mom and sisters and Ariberto and Sir Ham a lot, a.k.a. Hammy, a.k.a. Potato Chip. Love you and have a wonderful day. That's their hamster.
I love it.
Yeah, so there's a who gives a fart? And another one for...
Who gives a fart?
Awesome.
Aliana. Yeah, Aliana.
Yes. What he said.
Yep.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Offset was shot yesterday. He was at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. I'm not sure why he is what's he doing in Florida, but he's been at casinos a lot lately. It's like every time we hear of something Offset does, fans are like, they're just constantly running into him at casinos. This is his new thing.
Okay.
I don't know, but moments before the shooting, he was inside. He was having a good time. He then goes outside. It seemed he was getting ready to leave. He was stopped by fans. He was talking to them. He was nice. He was taking pictures. He seemed to be in good spirits. At some point, a fight ensues. This hasn't been confirmed, but some are saying he got into a fight with another rapper, Lil TJ, and Offset was beating him up pretty bad. Again, that has not been confirmed, but Offset then ends up shot. He was taken to the hospital. He's doing fine. He's listed in stable condition, and he's being closely monitored by health professionals. Lil TJ and another individual were arrested. Now, neither have been charged with shooting anybody. TJ was only booked for disorderly conduct for fightings. I don't know if there was another person involved, or maybe, I mean, we all know snitches get stitches, so maybe Offset is like refusing to say who did it, and so no one's been, you know, booked and charged for that yet. We might never find out who actually did it, but that is supposedly who he was involved with.
That does not sound... It seems like just the beginning of something.
It does.
Worse.
Yeah.
And I wonder what Cardi's reaction was. When I first saw that yesterday, the first thing I did was go to her Instagram and she said nothing about it. I was like, okay.
No thoughts and prayers?
Fine.
Nothing?
Quavo just posted like some prayer hands. I would expect more from somebody you had such like a great relationship with at one point, but whatever.
Yeah.
Two new notes in the Nancy Guthrie case. Are you guys ready for this?
Okay.
So as everybody knows, Nancy Guthrie, this case has just gone cold, you know, and you remember as the investigation was actively going on, there were a couple notes sent by somebody who claimed to have information on the kidnappers, but they wanted one Bitcoin. Do you guys remember that? And we were like, well, why don't you just go straight to the FBI? They're offering $1 million reward.
you know, for any information. And this person said they wanted to stay completely anonymous and private, didn't want to have to enter into some like witness protection program or whatever. Regardless, no one ever paid the Bitcoin because they weren't sure if it was legit. Well, now that same person has sent two new notes to TMZ. The first one was sent yesterday morning saying their demand for Bitcoin to deliver the kidnappers on a silver platter still stands. They also noted that Nancy is no longer alive.
Oh, I mean,
this is what they said in the note.
Yeah.
But at the very least, if you want the people who did it, he or she has that info. Now, TMZ says the FBI still is not convinced this is legit because there have been no deposits made into this Bitcoin account that this, you know, person has been giving in his notes since it was created back in February. To that, the note writer says, it's unbelievable that millions have been wasted, and yet here I am willing to deliver them on a silver platter since the 11th of February for one Bitcoin, but I'm disregarded as a scam. They're free. The case is frozen, but the egos remain hot when it comes to me. Arrogance at its finest. TMZ
says,
should
they just do it? The price of one Bitcoin is way down right now. It's been down for a while. Wouldn't you just pay it just out of curiosity at this point?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're
saying
the family and you've offered up a $1 million reward or something, wouldn't you pay the $68,000 just at this point? I'm willing to try anything. Like, I'd pay at that point.
I would too.
If I was able to pay that, if I was able to offer a $1 million reward, I'd pay the 68 grand. Just, and if, you know what? If you get screwed over, has life gotten any worse? It's already as worse, as awful as it can get. Right. It's worth a shot, right?
And we obviously don't know how they're receiving these notes, because I know that you can't trace the Bitcoin account, but how is it that in 2026 we can't trace where a note is coming from?
That's what I always wondered. If it's an email.
Well, it's letters cut out of a magazine and pasted on a white piece of paper and then folded into an envelope.
So I guess after TMZ talked about this first note on TMZ Live, they received a second note with some more information. Do you remember, like, in one of the very, very first notes, this person is like, hey, I saw her south of the border. Like, I kind of have an idea where she is. Give me this Bitcoin. I'll give you all the information, everything I know. So now in the second note they sent yesterday, the person says, I saw her alive with them in the state of Sonora in Mexico. Again, now they say she's no longer alive. They also try to distance themselves from the kidnapping, saying that they haven't lived in the U.S. for more than 5 years. They had nothing to do with this crime. They're also not motivated by greed. They said, I just want what's fair and to live peacefully with enough to start my life again quietly without having to join a witness protection program. I'm with you, Graham.
But it does still rub me the wrong way that it does seem, they say that it's not money motivated, but clearly it's somewhat
it
money motivated, because otherwise
I guess
but
it's not. They could be demanding a lot more. One Bitcoin.
But you could offer up whatever information. If they're saying, I'm not trying to get any money, I don't want to have to go into witness protection. You can offer up all the information that you have confidentially. You know what I mean? You never have to give away your identity. You can send over to the FBI all your info and not reveal your identity and say, hey, I want to help out in this case. I mean,
that's what the person should have done.
Right.
Do you think this case will ever come to a close?
I think so. Eventually.
I don't know at this point.
I'm kind of feeling like, it's taking way too long. Like, this might be one of those things, like, 30 years from now, maybe we get some answers. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, when somebody goes, it happened recently, missing. I can't recall, you know, how long it's been, but she was recently found and is, like, a grown woman now, and she was missing as a young teen. Like, it's going to be one of those situations. I don't think we'll find, I'm sorry to say this, Nancy alive, obviously, but I think people will.
Well, the math doesn't work for what they find.
Well, you know
years
what I
now,
mean. You know
really
what I
old.
Mean. I think maybe some decades from now, but
maybe.
I'm hoping that they get a little bit of closure.
They deserve that much.
I agree. Next on the JV show, can we talk about something new that Instagram is offering? I have mixed feelings about it.
Okay.
So we'll talk about it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We got a bit of controversy brewing. So we just got done playing Are You Up Nope game, you know, a little while ago. We had Jen on and her two kids, and they were great, and they won a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then we got a talk back. Someone claiming they cheated.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get cheating vibes.
Me either.
But apparently that person did.
Morning, JV show. This is Kimberly from Antioch. About the family that just won the Disneyland ticket. I don't think they cheated. I think people are just being negative Nancy's, and they're all mad and jealous that they couldn't get through the phone lines. Now this mom gets to take her kids to Disneyland, and they get to experience something awesome and amazing, and I'm so happy for them. So glad they won. Yay!
Yay!
But do you think Love she that. Was really happy for them when she's like, I'm so happy for them. Yay! I was getting, I'm not Jealous totally vibes. Happy, but still a little salty. Just
maybe,
kidding.
Maybe.
I'm kidding!
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I feel like we should just start being happy for other people. I know, like, we all want the tickets, but dang, people, let's be happy this family gets to get these tickets. Like, what if this is their only opportunity to do so? I did not get any cheating vibes from them, but y'all stay salty. Let's be positive. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
Stay salty, my friends. Stay salty.
And by the way, we have more tickets to give away.
That's right.
We have a talkback contest going on now. If you have not entered it, all you have to do is leave a talkback letting us know that you want these Disneyland tickets. And then 9:25, we are going to play the randomly selected winning talkback. And if it's yours, you have 10 minutes to call us, claim your tickets. If not, and this is a very important part, if you do not give us that call and we can't like verify that it's you on the phone, we're going to have to give those tickets to the next winning
talkback.
That
would be a punch in the you-know-what.
Step one, leave your talkbacks now. Step two, listen at 9:25. Have you guys heard about Instagram Plus?
No.
I don't like the sound of it.
It's Instagram's new subscription service. It's being tested only in a few countries now. I don't think the U.S. is one of them, but I think it's being tested right now in Mexico, Japan, and the Philippines. Let me know what you guys think about some of what you'll be able to do if you subscribe to Instagram Plus. Now, this is going to be like a premium subscription service. You're going to have to pay for these extra features.
Okay. I'm already out.
But yeah, I'm already. Yeah, let me get
let me know if you would use anything. It gives subscribers access to a bunch of different features, like the ability to view a story anonymously.
I'm out.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Just to view a story anonymously?
Sometimes you're watching somebody's story, you're stalking them, but you don't want them to know that you're stalking them.
I swear we talked about this before. Aren't there already sites that are like anonymous Instagram story viewer.com? That's my home.
Yeah, but do you want to have to go on a browser to do all that? Don't you just want to do it from your phone?
Yeah.
I get that, but I feel like it already, it's a service that's out there for free, and now I got to pay for it. No thanks.
Well, but it's that combined with a bunch of other exclusive features.
Okay, let me get my shotgun ready.
You can see how many people have rewatched your story.
Oh.
How many people have rewatched it?
Yes.
Well, now
so you can already go back and see everyone who's watched your story, but the person that is probably making fun of you and they watch your story 50 times and they're sending it to everybody and they're showing people or whatever.
I don't need that kind of stress.
No, I don't care.
Wait, but it makes me wonder the opposite. So people are going to be able to see if I'm like watching their story like three, four, five times.
Do you watch somebody's story 3, 4, 5 times?
Sometimes.
It depends
what for?
On if I want to show somebody something.
Yeah.
You're like,
did you see so-and-so's story?
Yes.
Look.
I guess.
And then it ends and you're like, see it again.
I guess I've never done that. Well, I'm out.
Subscribers to Instagram Plus will also be able to create a different list. You know how right now it's just like your followers?
Yeah.
Or the people you follow? Well, you know what I mean. And then you have your close friends list.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to create more lists and categorize like this friend group and this friend group. And then you have your family and then coworkers or whatever. You'll have the ability to create different lists. You'll also be able to extend your story for an extra 24 hours and choose to spotlight a story once a week, which would increase visibility. It'll bring it up to the front of the stories tray for your followers.
Oh, my gosh.
Who gives a fart?
I'm out.
I'm out.
On all of it.
You know what I want? Well, they should have done this. They'll let you know if somebody screenshots any of your stuff.
Oh,
that's what I want. Or let me know who's sharing my post. That's what I hate about Instagram is I'll post something of like my family or my kids. Why does it have 10 shares? Like who is like sending pictures of my kids to somebody? Let me know who's
doing
that.
Maybe it's your mom sending it to your aunt.
It's not. Oh. And I want to know who's doing
Maybe
that.
Maybe it's your aunt that, sending
that
it to your
mom. That is something I would pay for.
That is weird.
Isn't that weird? And I'm just using like my kids' stuff as an example, but it happens all the time. And I'm like, who is this isn't even something that's like share worthy. Like it's something personal to me. Like who is sharing this to somebody?
Yeah. All right, you got me there. That one is kind of interesting. Like, I would like to know, but I'm not paying for that service.
That. Right. I don't want to pay any money for it. And I think this will be the ultimate downfall. Every single change that Instagram makes, it's so unnecessary. It's like we liked it the way it was.
And we said the same thing when they started Meta Verified, where you could pay for the check mark.
And I still don't
I agree
that.
That's stupid, but it wasn't the downfall of Instagram. A lot of people did it.
Yeah, but that's because you could choose to get a feature that didn't really affect anything else. Now, if I know that people are going to have a subscription where they're going to be able to see all of my activities on their page, I don't really like that.
Yeah. I also want to know, like, I hope it puts something on their page that this person subscribes to Instagram Plus. Yeah.
That way, you can judge them.
Not so I can judge them, but that way I know they're watching my stuff anonymously. Or they can see how many times I watch their story.
Wait, so now all of their analytics are not going to be correct, right? Because a lot of people are going to be watching it anonymously. So is it going to count towards your story views or any other things?
Who gives a fart?
Just wondering, because I feel like, I don't
that
know.
Question that, in response to your question. Right. Here's can I ask my question really quick?
Yes.
Is Instagram that hard up for money? Has anyone heard about Instagram? Like, we don't know if we can make budget at the end of this. No, you've got millions upon millions upon millions of subscribers already, you know, people that have your app and use it. You've got advertising that's going bananas on there. The amount of ads on there is through the roof right now. Like, you can't watch stories without watching five ads in a row or whatever. Like, clearly they have the revenue. Do you need to add more to that and try to just squeeze every dollar out of every person? How about making however many billions of dollars a year you make? How about that's good enough? Like, that's the thing that bugs me about Netflix and all these things. Like, they raise their price every year. You made record profits some of these years. You have billions of dollars. Is making billions a year not good enough? We need to make 12 billion instead of 10? Like, just knock it off. Like, it seems so unnecessary. Why can't being a profitable company that makes billions just be good enough anymore?
Do you remember when Meta was found liable in that social media trial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they want people to pay off that money that they've been ordered to pay.
That was a drop in the bucket, although it did open the door for future lawsuits, so there may be more coming. But yeah.
Do we know how much that subscription would be?
I have no idea right now. I have no clue.
Whatever company puts the word plus at the end of it, you know it's going to be something that costs more money.
But people go for it, though.
I can't.
I'm just saying, like, but if you have these features and you can roll them out, just roll them out. Improve your user experience without having to charge us more money. Everybody's nickel and
diming.
But it's
like everybody can't be watching everybody's stories anonymously. Then we would never know that anybody sees our stories.
You know what? I don't even care.
I would still be able to sleep at night. I would be able to sleep at night. I'm not like, oh my God, I got to see if Selena's watched my story today. Like, who cares?
Well, I mean, not me, obviously, but there's some people that you're like, why are they lurking on my page? Maybe that doesn't happen to you, Graham, but
I just don't care.
It does happen.
Yeah.
All right. Next on the JV show, do you remember when that girl woman shared that coffee machine underwear hat.
Oh, for washing her undies.
Yeah. In the coffee maker in hotels.
Mm-hmm.
There's something happening that might be the result of that. And that's all I can say now. I'm just going to explain more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Talking about Instagram, do you guys remember the days where Instagram was just pictures, no ads, and your feed was just stuff from your friends?
Yes.
Because I miss those days. Can we bring back a version of that Instagram? This is Brie from San Jose.
I'm here for that. Remember when they started stories to begin with, totally copied Snapchat? Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh my God, you don't need to do that. And now you're obsessed with watching people's stories.
Yeah, I don't want the old Instagram. There wasn't enough. I can't live without the stories, and I need reels, and I need everything.
But it's too much now.
And
your timeline is sometimes just filled with a bunch of people you don't even follow.
I know. But I still like it.
Yeah. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got to talk about what has happened after that viral video of the woman with the underwear cleaning hat. Graham, you're the one that brought this to the JV Show. There's a woman who said, like, hey, ladies, if you're ever on a trip, you didn't pack enough undies or whatever the case may be. Maybe you had one too many accidents and you got to clean the ones you do got. Mm-hmm. Use the coffee maker right there in your hotel room. Yeah. Just brew you a fresh pair, and then you just
brew from the under room.
Brew from the under room. run a cycle through those, and then let them dry and good as new.
Yep.
Which is disgusting, by the way. Anyways, that video went stupid viral, and a lot of people after that, coincidence or what? You guys, let me know. They're going into Goodwill stores, and they're finding so many coffee makers.
No way.
Same kinds. They're like, what hotel got rid of all their coffee makers? Like, just rows of the same one. And there's TikToks showing this. Like, what hotel chain is getting rid of all of their coffee makers? Or are all of them just donating them, wanting to get rid of them? And it's, and the timing of it, pretty crazy. It's after this video goes viral. What do you guys think? Are hotels like, and we're not running any risks? This is what people are doing?
I think so.
Possibly, but wouldn't they have gotten a lot of feedback from guests? Like, I can't use this coffee maker anymore.
Nobody uses those anyway.
Well, I have before.
If I went to a hotel room and there was no coffee maker in there, I wouldn't even notice.
I've made hotel room coffee before, but only ever with the pods. I've never brewed up, which is the kind of coffee machine she was using, right? The kind where you can actually put, you actually have to put the grounds in there and there is room for a pair of undies. That's how I made my brew for the underwear on the
truck
wheel the
other day. Small, you can fit it into a little pod spot.
I guess.
Just wrap it around the thing.
But if they're, so like, I'm not, I guess I'm not worried about using the pod machine in the room. But I guess you're right. I guess some undies, it's tiny enough, you could scrunch it in there.
Yeah,
but
those are the ones you got to worry about because they've been up in spaces.
But I that is a good point. They most definitely have.
And now hotels are just donating all of them to Goodwill. That's gross.
And now all those sad coffee machines just lining up there. Do you guys think that's what it's from?
I think so. What else could it be?
Probably. It could also be that this machine is out of date and they want to update to a newer version or whatever, and they're unloading that kind of machine.
But the timing of it, like right after that video comes out.
But this is just one person saying this at one Goodwill or whatever, showing a bunch of machines.
It was a few people.
Is this a nationwide thing?
I don't know about nationwide, but it was more than one person.
It's a movement, Graham. It's happening.
It could also be a coincidence. Everybody in my DMs after I made the brew for the underoo for our chug wheel, and none of you had to drink it, unfortunately. But it's so many people in my DMs like, look, this influencer, she's getting sued for $1 million for making that video. And there are all these stories about she's getting sued for $1 million. I think that was all. I kind of looked into that. There's no verifiable case against this woman, but that was a viral story trending after that she was getting sued because she
Us would have had to drink your brew from the underoo, could we have sued you?
No.
I think probably. We would have had a case.
I think so, too.
I don't think so. It was delicious brew from the underoo.
You're disgusting.
Well,
you're
anyways.
So gross.
But to dispel that one rumor that she's getting sued over that video, I don't think that's real.
All right.
It did not seem real.
I think we will continue seeing coffee makers, though.
In hotel rooms.
Not in hotel rooms, at thrift stores. I think more hotel chains are going to start to just get rid of theirs because
nobody uses them except for Graham. Though?
People do make coffee in their rooms.
No, who?
I do.
You're one person. Yeah. Those things are disgusting.
But only the pod things. Only the pod ones.
Sometimes people ruin it for everybody.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yep.
I guess. They weren't really nice to begin with.
Yeah,
so.
you guys didn't even use them.
Yeah. Don't forget to get those Disney talkbacks in. We are an hour away from the winning talkback playing right here on the JV show. So if you don't know, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just leave us a talkback letting us know you want these tickets. 9:25 for playing the winning one. If that's yours, if you hear your voice in that talkback, you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call back to claim your tickets. If not, they're going to be forfeited and going to the next talkback winner. So do it now and good luck. Next on the JV show, Graham, can we get this Waymo update?
Yeah.
Another
animal, you guys. Yeah. I'll tell you what kind. It's different.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
So what did a Waymo do now?
Okay, Selena, don't besmirch the great name of Waymo. They've only hit a cat, a dog, and a kid so far, okay?
Okay.
This is in Austin, Texas, where another company called Avride, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but they're testing out their self-driving cars. And according to a Facebook post, this one was driving in the Mueller neighborhood, which apparently is right next to Mueller Lake Park, where there's a lot of wildlife. And one of their cars, according to a Facebook poster, ran over and killed a duck. They said this particular duck they've come to know and love there because it is laid. They say this duck has laid her eggs there for at least the past 3 or 4 years. And according to this witness, they say, quote, I saw an Avride self-driving car with a person in the driver's seat, not touching the wheel, run over and kill a duck near the park. It didn't slow down or hesitate at all, just steamrolled right over it. Now, the company's responded saying they take these allegations very seriously. And in the meantime, they're going to geofence areas that are near a body of water to make sure that no more ducks are harmed while they're testing their drivers and they investigate the incident. They say their car stopped when they look at the data at all the necessary stop signs, but they can't confirm or deny that it did run over this duck. Any final words of favorite memory that you'd like to share about you and this duck?
This is actually something that really saddens me because I used to have pet ducks.
You did?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like
when I was little,
through your house?
We had two ducks.
Really? What were their names?
I don't know if they had names.
Quackers and Pepper.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if they had names.
Oh.
Yeah, this is after.
It sounds like you really loved them.
I did love them. This is after our pet chickens.
Oh. That's right. You killed one of them.
I didn't kill. Well, the chicken thing was an accident. It died. It like got smashed in our washer.
Allegedly. And what was that chicken's name?
I don't know.
Sounds like you really loved them.
Do we not name these pets? I don't know. Like you really I was loved so them. Little. Maybe they had names that I don't remember. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the ducks, I was really close to the ducks. They were so cute. They were really mean though. But we feed
sounds
them.
Like you really loved them. Jeez.
But they were so cute. No, ducks are the cutest thing ever. And they would just like waddle around our backyard. It was so cute.
And they died?
They pooped everywhere though. No, they didn't die. What I think...
Well, they're dead now. They're not still out there moving their flying around in a V. Like, are you glad we got out of that horrible place?
Yeah, one I think like flew away. And the other one, I remember one sad day, my mom, we all got
in the
car.
Dinner.
No, the thing was alive and thriving, but I think that she just like didn't want it at the house, like couldn't care for her. I don't know.
She ran it over?
No, she did not run it over. Oh. We went and we took it to like another little water thing where other ducks were, so it can be with other ducks.
Aww. And you said those ones bullied it and then drove it out of there. Probably.
I hope not. No. And then it was so sad. And my mom would even take me and my sisters back there like once in a while to be like, look, there it is. But she really had no idea. It was a duck that looked like all the other ducks, but we believed her. And we
like, that's not Quackers.
And then we would feed them, which I think you're not supposed to do, but it made us happy.
So you killed some more?
Probably. Too much sourdough bread in their tummies. Yeah. Thanks a lot. I hope PETA's listening. Sends a strongly worded email to you just because I made one comment about how I don't like rattlesnakes and they got all riled up. Anyways. Wow. All right. I just want to know because, like I said, you know, we have seen a cat here in the city tragically hit by a self-driving car. We had a dog run over and we did have that one kid that was hit. Luckily, they're okay. But what do you think the general public is going to be able to stomach here as we see more and more self-driving cars being allowed and approved to drive just everywhere? Because we are going to see, I mean, I don't want to say it, but like we're going to see some tragedies happen. You're going to see a kid or an elderly person struck and killed at some point. It will happen. It's inevitable.
What is the fix? Is there just not enough sensors on these cars? Do we need like lower sensors for when something tiny gets near it?
See, these companies would argue that cats and dogs and people, frankly, are getting mowed down left and right every day by human drivers, and their rate of incidence is way, way lower. And so probably factually that is true. I just want to know, like, what is the public, general public, able to stomach on this? Like, if one of these things, and again, God forbid it happens, but we see something more tragic or an animal even cuter than a duck, you know, gets mowed down. Yeah. Are people just going to be like, that's just the cost of doing business? Or are people eventually going to be like, wait a second, I didn't vote to approve this.
They're not going to care so much until it happens to them or someone they know.
To their dog, Quackers.
Yeah.
Or Pepper.
Yeah. But I don't think,
because he had kind of like peppery looking feathers.
Oh, that sucks. How'd you know?
I'm telling you.
That's so weird.
I've seen a few ducks before in my life. I'm just like, it's an interesting sort of thought experiment going forward. I'm curious to see the public sentiment on it because a lot of people are like, oh my God, this is so cool. Self-driving cars. And then
happens. It was cool at the beginning. I'm tired of sound like we're so repetitive every time we talk about Waymo. I'm just tired of them clogging up our streets. Just move. Get out of the way.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I don't think that anything is going to stop them.
I don't think so.
Not even a duck.
Nope.
Oh, that makes me so sad. We do have to get to today's Hottest Trending coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before I get to all this Kanye drama having to do with the Wireless Festival, I have your update on Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively's settlement talks that I told you about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that. What settlement talks? It didn't happen. I told you yesterday, as their trial is drawing nearer, it's currently set for May 18th. Both parties were invited for settlement talks where each party would give their current stance on possibly settling and what that would look like. These conversations were supposed to happen yesterday afternoon. Think of this as like the judge's last ditch effort to prevent this thing from going to trial. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, both Justin and Blake declined to have any settlement talk. So the trial is happening. They're going to come face to face next month in court.
They are so far into this thing, and clearly both seem to be very, very stubborn.
I know.
There was no chance that thing was going to get settled.
Know.
Like, there was no agreement that could ever be put on the table where both sides would be like, yeah, you know what?
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
No way.
Each is hell-bent on winning this trial. So
I can't wait.
It's going to
get good. Mark your calendars. Yes. Yes.
Will either one of them get upcoming roles?
Yes.
I think Blake's still landing roles.
Really? Right now?
Isn't she?
Even with all the controversy? I'm shook.
No such thing as bad publicity.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. London's Wireless Festival has been canceled because of Kanye West. I told you about this festival yesterday. Sponsor after sponsor. Sponsor after sponsor kept on dropping out because Kanye was the headliner. Very controversial figure, and big sponsors too, like PayPal and Pepsi. Well, what happened after that, even bigger, you guys. The UK government, because it's going down in London, withdrew Kanye's visa.
Oh.
Their prime minister said, where individuals pose a threat to public safety or seek to spread extremism, the government has not hesitated to act, and that includes canceling permission to enter this country for extremist preachers and far-right figures.
There you go.
So since Kanye's been banned from the UK, the festival had no choice but to call the entire thing off. They will be offering everyone refunds. And the prime minister issued this statement this morning. Kanye West should never have been invited to headline a wireless. This government stands firmly with the Jewish community, and we will not stop in our fight to confront and defeat the poison of anti-Semitism. We will always take the action necessary to protect the public and uphold our values.
Actions have consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, and people are oaked, and those consequences are warranted given the stuff that has said before.
Right.
By Kanye.
And Kanye, I mean, he's since apologized for all that, but you have to understand.
Yep.
People need to, I mean, they're still upset.
And that's
and you can't be upset by that.
Why is this called the Wireless Festival? Is it put on by Verizon?
That I don't know.
Or they just don't use any wires at all.
It's all computer.
Everything's Bluetooth. And
everything's computer.
Battery mics and everything, cords.
I have no idea. Oh. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Steph Curry finally returned to the court on Sunday after missing 27 games with the knee injury. We talked about this yesterday. He was right back to his old self. He scored 29 points. But unfortunately, the Warriors ended up losing that game to the Rockets by just one measly point, 117 to 116. Well, yesterday, the NBA admitted, oopsies, our bad. The refs missed two key calls in the last 2 minutes of that game that likely would have swung the outcome, but those two calls would have benefited the Warriors for sure. The first was with a minute 28 left in the fourth quarter. A Rockets player should have been called for a shooting foul against Steph Curry. Curry made the layup that he was fouled on, but it should have been an and one. He should have gotten a free throw there. Likely would have made it because he's in an incredible free throw shooter, and that would have tied the game at 112 apiece. The second missed call happened on the next possession. A Rockets player should have been whistled for a 3 second violation, which would have been a turnover, but instead the Rockets ended up scoring on that possession and then took a 3 point lead. If those calls had gone the right way, the Warriors' way, the game likely would have ended with a Warriors win. That, unfortunately, they don't retroactively go back and award wins or anything like that. They just be like, oops, my bad, we messed that one up. But of course, if you went back and examined the entire game, I'm sure there were some calls that were missed the other direction as well. The Warriors are locked into the 10th seed in the West, basically. There's 4 games left in the regular season. If you want to go catch the Warriors in a regular season game, you got just a couple left to go. The first one, tonight. The Sacramento Kings coming to town looking to light the beam on the Warriors floor at Chase Center.
No.
Tip off tonight is at 7 o'clock.
Graham's a Kings fan. Stop.
It's hard to
I won't allow it.
The Kings.
I will not
do
it.
The Kings are tanking this season, you guys, so don't worry about that. They're trying to get a high draft pick, so don't worry about them. The Warriors, if the Warriors can't beat this Kings team, then we got problems.
Okay. I just hate when you light the beam on the JV show. No, I see. No. His finger's hovering
it's
over
just
the
like,
beam, but
it's
don't do it.
It's entertaining when the beam comes down. It's like...
Retract it. Retract it. Put it back in. All right. Thank you, Grammy. We are getting closer to playing that winning talkback for these Disney Resort tickets. 9:25 is when you're going to hear it right here on the JV show. From then, you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call back to claim your ticket. So if you have not left a talkback yet, do it now.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. What? Friday? Oh my God. Friday? I am manifesting that it's Friday.
Dude, bro, it's Tuesday.
What is wrong with me? I am so sorry. April Fools, everyone. Yeah. April Fools.
Gotcha.
Happy Tuesday. Dang it.
Let's move on.
I'm
from
that. Selena.
I'm Graham.
Aww, and I'm Jess. I'm so sad it's not Friday.
Seriously.
All right. We'll get there eventually.
Jess, what do you have?
I want to ask you guys if you've heard of these couple of things because I feel like I'm the one that's usually scrolling on TikTok most of my day, every day. So I might stumble upon things that might have not even crossed your worlds yet.
Okay. Try us.
Okay. Have you heard of the Five Below dumplings?
No.
You have?
No. I just wanted to say yes just to see.
So I'm surprised. You know, you both have kids. I know, not together. But you both have young kids that I would think would have already asked you for the Five Below dumplings because these have blown up. The demand for these is
dumplings?
Crazy.
It's, are they cooked at 5 degrees below?
No, Five Below as in the store. Oh. And dumplings, they're little dumplings that are like squishy. Like, think of a stress ball, but like a squishy plate.
Do you eat it?
No, it's just a little trinket.
I'm out.
Basically.
That's a toy.
It's a toy. Now it's one of those blind box toys where you don't know what you don't know what color you're gonna get, and everybody wants to get the glitter one. Now
the glitter dumpling.
Now these have been a thing for a while now.
I've never even heard of this.
But I'm actually so surprised. I didn't think they were gonna get as big as they've gotten, but I keep seeing them all over social media now, specifically TikTok.
Is this the new Labubu?
Labubu.
And what are people doing with them?
They squeeze them, but they also just kind of keep them and they keep going to buy more until they get the glitter one.
It's the same thing. What are people doing with their Labubus?
But at least those, it's like you wore it out, you put it on your backpack or whatever.
Did you?
You walked around with it, yeah. So everyone knew you had it, but this, no one knows you have it because it's
kinda,
in your room.
Yeah, this is kind of just a collection. And a lot of people, again, go buy them with the intention of getting the glitter one. Like, that's the one that's, like, the highly coveted one, right?
Hate it.
Next! The other thing. Trinket trade boxes.
A what now?
Have you guys heard of that? So, and I've seen these pop up at a lot of places. I haven't actually seen one in person yet. But people are setting up these neighborhoods, like, little small boxes. Think of, like, you know when people have a box of books and they're like, take one and leave one?
Yeah, a little free
those
library.
Those are cute.
Yeah.
So think of that, but instead of that, it's little trinkets. So,
by the way, on the library one, are there like some books, I don't think that, you know, they're not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't be leaving like 50 Shades of Grey and stuff for the next child to pick up. You know what I mean? Is there any like rules as to what you can leave and
the
stuff?
The little free libraries are not just for kids. The one I had one maybe 50 feet from my last house and it was.
And there were adult books?
Yeah,
like
there were kid books.
Erotica?
I don't know if people were dropping off their erotica, but there were plenty of adult novels in there. And I don't mean like adult, like, you know.
Like sexy
adult.
One?
No, I don't mean like that. I just mean like non-kids books were in there. There was like, people would leave kids' books. People would leave regular books. Like, you could just pick up a book.
Weird. Okay.
It was great.
So now they have that, but you take a trinket or leave a trinket.
I don't want a trinket.
Anywhere from stickers, little figurines, anything like that. And they're popping up everywhere now.
Any little tchotchke from your house or a little piece of old toy or whatever that you don't want, you just throw it in there.
Yeah.
You have to take something or can you just get rid of all your junk?
Yeah, wouldn't it just be overflowing with stuff? Because everybody has too much of that stuff that you just named off.
Yeah, but a lot of people, it's not that they want to get rid of theirs. It's they want more.
Oh.
Yeah, they want more of the like little stickers, all of these little
Labubus that people have abandoned.
Yeah,
Stanley cups.
And there are some, because obviously people ruin everything, so there are some that end up like with everything stolen because you have to just put it up there to trust that people are going to follow the rules of leave one, take one. But
come take all of those things at my house.
Right.
Take
I have all so of them. Many things.
I just
I'm like
get
quietly
rid of
throwing my kids' toys away.
I know. And I feel bad.
Because they're like little pieces. Like there's little things that have so many pieces and then half of it gets lost and I just have little things that go to nothing. And so little by little, you just start to get rid of all of that stuff and hope they don't notice.
And they don't. There's too much of it. Kids have too much stuff.
Donate it.
It goes to nothing.
You can't donate like a piece to a
right.
car.
Thank
like
you.
It's the wheel to the thing.
It's
you know,
like the door that fell off the Ninja Turtle pizza van. I'm like, what am I going to do with it?
Dude, you have that. I've been missing one on my kid's shredder van.
Do you want
van.
It?
Yes.
It's in my dumpster.
God, I'm going to go dive in and get it. That would really complete our collection.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You were just telling us about the Five Below
dumplings.
So regarding Five Below, they get their shipments on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And let me tell you, I went on Friday morning, and there was a line down the road, like literally crazy people. And guess what? They didn't even get their shipment, and there was a huge fight, yelling and screaming. And Selena, especially you, because you have older kids, if your kids haven't gotten into this, they will. Grandma's coming.
For the dumplings? What?
No, we don't need
not
another thing.
Not allowed at my house.
And
no.
then they're going to want to keep going back and back until they get the glitter one.
Well, it sounds like these kids need to get jobs. Because who's buying all of these?
We're not a society unless we are fixated on one viral thing that we all need to buy. Otherwise, life isn't worth living.
All right, next, you guys, we are playing the winning talk back for the Disneyland Resort. So if you left us one, listen up. It could be you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I can't do it. I can't play the winning talk back.
You have to.
I can't. I'm too nervous.
You're contractually obligated.
Dang it. You're right. Okay.
We're already 1 minute late.
Now listen, if you left us a talk back this morning trying to win this 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, we have random selected in the Disney draft.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I didn't have my draft
sorry,
sound effect.
I just thought of that right now. I know. Sorry to throw that on you, Greg. Here is the winning talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eric from San Jose, hoping to win this Disneyland tickets for my girls, Violet, Delilah, and Rose. Okay, bye.
Okay, this is, I mean, you know how many Erics live in San Jose? Probably 128,000. And they're all going to start calling us right now. But if you are that, I'm kidding. If you are that Eric in San Jose, you now have 10 minutes.
Oh 10 minutes
to
on the
call
clock.
Call us 888-333-9490. Don't blow this. And if you know Eric in San Jose, one of the 128,000 different Erics, you should probably text him right now and be like, bro.
Tell that one to call us now.
Yes.
If he does not call within these 10 minutes, we're going to randomly pick another talk back in the Disney draft, and it's going to be going to somebody else. But Eric, give us a call.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones and welcome possibly Eric.
Yep.
Are you the real Eric?
From San Jose?
The only one.
Yeah. How do you spell your name then, Eric?
Well, okay, that's a good one. Not many people have it like this. It's E-R-I-C-K.
E-R-I-C-K. Yeah. And what are you wearing now? Khakis.
Oh, man. Nah, I'm still in pajamas, man.
Come on, bro.
Yes. Hey, this ain't no prank, right?
Hey,
we should be asking you the same question.
Yeah.
Are you pranking us?
We've collected Eric's information, birth certificate, umbilical cord, everything that tells us it is
hair
him.
Sample.
And you just got these 4 2-day, 1 part-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets.
Let's go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Yeah.
Now go back to bed.
What color are your pajamas?
Graham, do you want to answer that?
Oh, man, you guys are great. Nah, we'll leave it at that.
All right, awesome. Sounds good. Yeah. Eric, well, congratulations. Hang on for those tickets. Everybody else, we got more Disney tickets tomorrow morning. Two chances to win another talkback contest just like this one.
Mm-hmm.
9:25, we'll play your winning talkback once again. Also, 7:35, inside our Yup Nope game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.